Our industry star of the week, presented by Stuart Morris this week, is a young man I have grown to know and, well, love, quite frankly. Suffered a terrible spill a few weeks back at Gulfstream Park, but like his cousin before him, he's fighting the good fight and already on his way back to the saddle. And, of course, it's Romero Mirage, who's down in sunny South Florida. Romero, congratulations on being the industry star of the week, presented by Stuart Morris. Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time this morning, bud.
Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having me. Guys, I really appreciate it.
How we feeling?
Oh, you know what? I've been feeling a lot better since I've left the hospital. Not much back pain. It's just more minor shoulder and ribs pain. But, you know, it's just day by day. That's how I'm taking everything, you know. I'm not trying to do too much or sitting around too much in my house and do too little either, you know.
You know, already went back to Gulfstream Park.
Yeah, you know, what happened, my uncle was running three horses that day, and the day before that, I actually went to go see my surgeon, and he said that I could start leaving the house more, and, you know, I wanted to go back to Gulfstream and just see everybody, because everybody was just, you know, they were all wishing me a speedy recovery, you know, and I was very thankful for that, because my Gulfstream family has always been really, really nice to me, and all the guys in the room they've always been so, so nice to me. Anytime I made any mistakes or if I did anything right, they'd always come and say something to congratulate me or tell me what I did wrong. You know, they're always really good to me.
Yeah, they want to make you better. It's better for them if you're more competent. And you've had a nice run of luck. It was really unfortunate that you got in the spill, but that Mirage spirit always seems to come through. I mean, your cousin Rajiv has to be a great inspiration to you as you go through this.
Yeah, of course, he really is. You know, and when actually the day I fell, he was on his way to the track because he was in Florida, so he was coming to watch me ride because, I mean, every race that I ride, Rajiv watches them if he's not riding, because I can text Rajiv after a race and say, you know, Rajiv, you think I did this right, you know, I did this wrong, because ever since I started riding, he's been the main person who's always been day after day on me with certain things, who's been helping me, you know, and I actually look up to him as a cousin and as a rider because of how much he's accomplished. And, you know, after he fell, he accomplished so much after that, you know. It's just really inspiring, the things that he does.
Romero, you've been very approachable and very open about this entire ordeal. We're going on 3 weeks now. You know, I know a lot of guys and gals, when they go down, they don't really remember how it happens. Can you walk us through that race going into the turn?
Well, I just remember kind of breaking out of the gate and my horse being a little rank, and then I got her to relax a little bit in the back stretch, but I kind of remember a little bit in the turn when I figured I didn't have any horse. You know, Paco, he was right next to me, and what I did, I was kind of taken out of there, but I think that, to be honest, that he probably thought I was already out of there watching the replay, because another step and I'm out of there, but, you know, I really don't remember much that happened. I just remember I just was kind of screaming a little bit to say, you know, I'm here. But, you know, what happened, just racing. I don't remember anything after that.
Well, you really, you know, I'll tell you what, no one will ever question your lineage. You're Mirage through and through. Dropped. It's the game. It's racing. I was almost out of there. All right, what's next? How do I get better? I wish I had your, I wish I had some Mirage mentality. The only Jamaican I have in me is your mom's pepper steak when she cooks it for Rajiv's birthday. The best stuff in the world. The best stuff in the world. So what's the, you know, it looked as bad as it could look when it first happened, and obviously you suffered some major injuries, but you very quickly got a lot of good news from your doctors.
Yeah, that was the best part about it was then. Well, what happened is that on the 31st day, they told my mom that on the next morning, which is the February 1st, that I would have had to do emergency surgery, and then all went well. But when I went up for the follow-up 2 weeks later, the doctor was saying everything was healing fast, but he didn't want to really tell me that I could ride again. But, I mean, I'm assuming that I should be able to. He just told me that he didn't want to make any promises that he couldn't keep. But, you know, I'm assuming that I should be able to ride again. I really want to ride again regardless of the risk that it's probably going to be, because I told my mom this because she was a little bit edgy about me riding again, but she never stopped me from riding. But she said, you know, it'd be a little risky. But I told her the truth, which is that, you know, from the start, a lot worse could have happened when I fell, and it's risky to begin with when you ride, you know, so I don't mind taking a little bit of extra risk when I ride. You know, I'm 18 right now, and I really don't want to lose out on my career. That, you know, and I have a little bit of the bug left.
That's one of the amazing things about jockeys in general and mirages.
Guys worried about having a little bit of the bug left.
How long was it? This is always fascinating to me. How long was it from the time you got hurt to the time that you thought to yourself, God, I wish I could get on a horse this morning?
I don't know, like a week.
A week? It took you a whole week?
Yeah. Because the first week I was unconscious.
Yeah, oh, well, there you go. All right. So the minute you regained consciousness, you said you'd get back on a horse, right?
Yeah, I was unconscious and on a lot of medication.
We talked about this during the week, Anthony and I, on our weekday shows, and it's amazing to me. You know, I had dinner with Rajiv several times when he was injured, and he was in such pain, and he'd get up at the restaurant to go to the men's room, and it would take him, you know, like maybe, 5 minutes to just get to the men's room door. He was in such pain. And then he'd come back and he'd sit down and go, I can't wait to get back in the saddle. This is driving me crazy. And I'm thinking, get back in the saddle. How about just walking around? That would be good, you know? I mean, it's just amazing. What's the feeling? I mean, how come you guys want to get back so quick? What is that inside of you? What's so exciting about riding racehorses that just won't let you do anything else?
To be honest, I don't know, but it's like, kind of, to me, it's like the same thing that was kind of bugging me last year when I didn't start riding, is that it's like I want to get back inside, especially when I saw that actually I fell on Thursday, and the Sunday after I fell, the horse that I've been riding for Patrick, well, I ride all of his horses, but the main one, A Bit Special, she won a grade three, and I was supposed to ride her. And, I mean, watching a lot of those things, it doesn't hurt because, you know, it's life, but I wish it was me, because that would have been my first graded stakes. And then seeing Maximum Security for Jason Service win by 18 lengths the other day, and he's going to run in the slow of the Derby, you know, it makes you want to get back out there, seeing everybody compete, you know, being out there with your friends, too. You know, for us, I mean, riding, it's not much of a work. It's more of, like, it's something that you love to do. It's like a hobby for us, you know?
Now, you've taken the path, quite frankly, that most jocks don't take. You haven't stopped watching. You're paying as close attention now as you were when you were riding, and you mentioned, you know, it's hard watching these horses win and stuff. Is that with... You know, well, when I come back, I want to know everything exactly that's going on.
Well, I mean, watching all the horses win, it's you know, it's something that just happens. You know, maybe this, because the week I fell, in the last 2 weeks before I finally got injured for the last time, I fell like five horses, fell off of five horses, like in the post parade coming out of the gate. You know, it felt like it was bound for something to happen. So I don't know. I think maybe this is preventing me from something in the future. So I really don't get 100% mad, because I was speaking to my mom, and she said, which is true, it could have been a lot worse. I'm thankful I could walk again and, you know, hopefully ride again. That's, you know, in the end of the day, I'm just really thankful, you know, because looking back at the replay, my mom can't even watch the replay over, you know, but when I watched back the replay, it was really scary, you know, what could have happened.
Yeah. Your resolve and your attitude towards this, I'll tell you, is a lot better than most people's reactions to this spill, and it happens to you. I wish I had the, like I said, I wish I had your attitude towards things. And your attitude, my friend, can only help you heal and get back in the saddle where you belong. How do you pass some of the time when you're not watching the races and stuff? Does the poker gene that's in the Mirage blood come through in you, or do you do something else?
Good. To be honest, when I'm not watching races, I have a lot of friends and family over, and my girlfriend and my mom, they're always just there with me. I just watch TV, watch the races, and my friends come over and we play video games, and after they go home, because they have to work and go to school the next day, my girlfriend and I, we just go in my room and we watch TV. And the funniest thing is that the first week after I got home, every night we'd order food because, you know, I'm able to eat now. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'd order like a Philly cheesesteak and clam chowder from a restaurant and they'll deliver it, you know. So I've just been having fun and just taking the good part out of, you know, taking like a mini vacation, you know, because the good part is that my back, it hasn't really been hurting me. It's just been minor pains, like I said earlier.
Well, that's good. And then you mentioned your mom, Junie Mirage, and your girlfriend Acacia Singh, just been there for you from the start, and I know you're in good hands with those two ladies down there.
Yeah, those two women have done literally everything for me since we're in the hospital. You know, them telling me stories about how they have to literally rotate to sleep at night to make sure that I was, you know, one would sleep 1 hour, the other would sleep an hour, just so they, you know, monitor me. You know, that's just crazy. I couldn't imagine that, but, you know, they're really good women that take care of me. You know, it's just, without them, I don't know what I would really do, because seeing them not being here the first week I was home, especially when I had to wear the brace everywhere. I mean, now I still have to wear the brace, but the first week when I was in a little bit more pain and my body was a little bit more restricted and confined, it was crazy. I can't imagine not having them here, you know, and they don't get mad about anything, you know. I just, sometimes I feel like I'm bugging them, but, you know, they really don't get mad, and they do it, and they help me from the bottom of their heart, you know.
Well, you do have the Mirage charm, that's for sure.
Yeah, and having all the family down there has got to help. You mention your cousin Rajiv, of course, and your uncle. You guys, you need like a Game of Thrones flow chart for the entire Mirage family in the horse racing industry.
Oh, yeah, 100%. A lot of people lose track of us, but if you're a Mirage, I'm pretty sure we're related.
Romero, keep getting better. I'm going to come down and see you this week. I'll give you a call. We'll figure something out.
For sure. Thank you for having me, guys. Have a good day today.
All right.